Tanya for the 18th of Shvat, Yud Ches Shvat, is at the beginning of Perek Chof Gimel, the beginning of chapter 23, and it's on page 297 in Lessons in Tanya. In the previous Perek, in the previous chapter, the Alter Rebbe explained how the two aspects of human speech are reflected in divine speech. And that is, that in speech we reveal what was previously concealed in our thought and in our heart and mind. That's one aspect of speech. And the second is that which was inside and united with the speaker, when he speaks it, leaves the inside and separates itself and becomes an entity on the outside, externalized, it becomes another existence, it becomes another being besides or in addition to the speaker. So the Alter Rebbe originally said that the comparison of divine speech to human speech is only in the aspect of revelation, but separation does not exist. And that's because God can't be separated from his word, or his word can't be separated from him. There is no place besides him. And so even after the divine speaks the word, it doesn't leave him, it rests in him. However, on a certain level, the divine word also gets separated, in a sense, in that it creates that which is unholy. And in the unholiness, the word of God becomes exiled, imprisoned within the unholiness. And in that sense, it is separated from God. However, this separation is only in the perspective, in the subjective experience of the created being, but not in reality. In reality, God is everywhere, and there is no separation from him. God is not changed at all. Ani Hashem lo shaniti. And therefore, if the created being responds to the godliness within him, he becomes united with God, because God is present, God is there, and we need only to adjust our subjective experience to see and feel the presence of God, and we become one with God. Perek Chof Gimel. V'im kol hanal yuvon v'yevu heitev b'teis v'zbiyur mashomer b'zeh. With all of the above, we'll understand more clearly and better the statement of the Zohar, the Erais of Ekucha Bricha Kulachat, that Torah and God are one and the same. Uvetikunim pirshu de'emach pikudin inun de'emach yivoren de'malka. In the Zohar it says that God and Torah are one, and in the Tikunim it says that the 248 mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs, are the 248 limbs of the king, of God. So in one place, he says that Torah and God are one and the same, and in the other place it says that the mitzvahs are like the organs or the limbs of the king. And the reason is, the mitzvahs are the inner and true will of God. The will of God that is clothed in all the worlds, the higher and the lower. In other words, the fact that God wants the world, the inner will, what is behind and inside the will for creation and for the existence of the worlds, is the will and the desire for mitzvahs. Kikol chayusam v'shifa tolui b'maisa ha-mitzvah shal ha-tachtenim k'neida. Because all the life and existence that is given to the universe, to the world, and all the worlds, is dependent on the performance of mitzvahs. Because Jews do mitzvahs, therefore God wants the world and gives life to the world, and if, God forbid, Jews were not doing mitzvahs, then the will for the world would also suffer. So the fulfillment of mitzvahs, the act of the mitzvah, is a garment into which God's inner will can express itself. And from there, once God's will is clothed in the act of the mitzvah, and this is his internal will, that brings with it also a will for the existence of the world. And so it's through the mitzvahs that God is clothed within the world. And the idea of an organ, of a limb, is that the limb is a garment to the particular power of the neshama, so that, for example, the ability to see is in the eye, and the ability to hear is in the ear. So each organ is a vessel or a garment for that power of the soul. And in the same way, every mitzvah is like a limb into which God's true will can flow and be felt and experienced, just as in the limb, when it is responsive to the soul, the will of the soul is felt and has an effect on that organ, on that limb. So we understand why the Tikkunim says that the mitzvahs are like limbs of the king, because a limb means a vehicle or a garment into which the neshama or the will can express itself. And God's inner will expresses itself in the act of the mitzvah. The Hayyim Yom for the 18th of Shvat, the Rebbe writes that the Tzemach Tzedek Sipper Lebnei Azmur, the Tzemach Tzedek once told his son, my grandfather, meaning the Rebbe Marash, Asher Hadrush U'Mareyim U'Maseyim, the Maimer that begins with the words Mareyim U'Maseyim, which is in Torah Er Pasha here today. Hu drush harishin sh'omar harav ha-magid in Mezrich. It is the first maimer that the Mezrich ha-magid said, b'shas kibbeh ha-nasiyas, when he became the Nosi, when he succeeded the Baal Shem Tov. Chagash Shavuos, it was during the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Tov Kuf Chof Aleph, in 1761. Kifi ha-shomer Rabbeinu Hazakim, and it's recorded according to the way that the Alter Rebbe heard it, Mipi Harama Meharadok. And the Alter Rebbe heard it from Reb Menachem Mendel Haradoke, Baal Pri Haaretz, who was the author of the Sefer Pri Haaretz, Shehoya Ba'esei Maimad, who was present. Reb Mendel Haradoke was present at the time when the Maggid said the Maimad. However, the Alter Rebbe didn't merely repeat what he heard from the Haradokya, but he said the same maimer, he repeated it in his own style, in the Alter Rebbe's style.